Hello everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here, and welcome to this November 2021 issue of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. In this month's edition, we go behind the easel of a Norfolk artist, hear how a fashion family is linked with a tiny Norfolk village, special memories of Second World War heroics, and a head gardener who's helped create a wonderful garden. With all our regular features and contributors, there's lots to hear about. Your readers this month are Kevin Ford, John Francis, Judy Hawkins and Caroline Aldrey. So we'll get underway by hearing from Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine.
We're properly into autumn now. The clocks have gone back and the extra hour in bed, which we reluctantly gave up in spring, has been gratefully reclaimed. It means I don't have to get up quite so early to let the chickens out. Their biological clocks see them pottering off to their coop at dusk, where they stay until daylight. What do they do when they're inside for 15 hours? Sleep? Play cards? Plot a coup? This is the time for garden clearance too, one of the few horticultural things I can actually do. I'm your man when it comes to cutting things back, down or up, and putting them on a bonfire. And while I've been pottering around the country, it has been good to see the return of some of the big community bonfires piled up on fields ready for November the 5th, assuming, of course, no local urchins get there with a box of swan vestas beforehand. Like many of you, I have fond memories of childhood garden bonfires on Guy Fawkes Night. We'd make a guy out of old clothes and stick him on the incinerator. We'd then have a protracted firework display as Father painstakingly took one firework at a time out of the box and read the instructions by torchlight before eventually lighting it for 5 seconds of fizzing. After a few sparklers, it was baked potatoes, sausage and beans. Simpler days.
Oh, I'm with you, Dominic. I just love a sparkler.